Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for calling in. We're going to get started in just a moment. Again, I thank you so much for joining us today for a time of intercessory prayer. We'll get started in just a moment. We're going to take this time to accept prayer requests. If you're on the line and you have a prayer request at this time, please feel free to share your request with us.
Please pray for the Body of Christ Universal and the different churches. There's so many things that's going on within the churches. Just lift that request up before the Lord, please. Thank you.
Amen. Are there any other questions?
Yeah, praise the Lord. For consistent migraines. The relief of them.
Amen. Definitely. We'll keep that lifted before the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Are there any other prayer requests? We want to make sure that we are praying for the children. We've seen the rising number of small children that are being kidnapped and killed. So we really want to pray against that murderous spirit. Right now, we know we're in the month of October, and there is a lot of darkness that is happening right now. A lot of things that are being done, of course, with the witches, with so many different belief groups, not just witches alone, but we're just in that hour and in that time where the number of those who practice dark magic and who do evil things are just on an all-time high. So we want to pray for our church community. We want to pray for our community, and we want to pray for the Spirit of God that should be breaking forth on the inside of us so that we would go out and effectively win the world. So we want to pray for the believer that we have not become so lackadaisical and become so comfortable inside the church that we're no longer effective outside of the church. And therefore, we're giving opportunity to those dark spirits that are moving so rapidly. So we want to pray for that. And of course, we want to pray for spiritual leaders. We want to pray against the strong spirit of temptation that's coming against the body of Christ, and God just causing us to be a little more in tune and aware, and praying for that spirit of just exhaustion amongst leadership, those who are becoming exhausted with just the call to ministry, the call to assist people, to be a blessing. There's nothing more discouraging than being discouraged in your call to help. So we want to pray for leaders. And we want to pray, of course, against the spirit of depression and suicide. So there is so much that is out there for us to pray for. We're praying for our government. We're praying for integral leadership in governmental officials. All of these things that you know about that we may not even know about, that we've not considered, things that may be happening in your community. Injustices, even in the law enforcement, we're still praying for that. When we consider what happened in Texas, we're still praying for the way things happen when it comes to addressing calls with the law enforcement for one sector versus another. So we want to pray regarding that. There is so much to pray for, too much, so much to pray for. And we want to pray for one of our members, Sister Kimbrell, who was hurt on this past week. I won't share everything about it. We just want to lift her name up before the Lord. Just want to call her name out and just pray, God, touch her body. God, give healing to her body. And we bless the Lord for all of those requests. We're going to go ahead and move forward this morning in the spirit of intercession. We're going to ask Pauline to open us up, followed by Sharon, and then I will do the closeout. Again, there's Pauline, Sharon, and then I'll do the closeout. Again, we thank each and every person for joining us this morning for this time of intercessory prayer. Pauline, if you go ahead and open us up, please.
Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Mighty God, we bless your name on this morning, and we thank you. God, we thank you for the sun, the uprising of the sun this morning, Lord God. God, we give you praise and glory. We thank you for our uprising, God. We recognize, Lord God, that nothing is really promised to us. And we just ask you this morning in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to accept our offering of praise this morning and sacrifice. Lord God, accept our offering this morning, Lord God, as we come with uplifted hands this morning before your throne. God, we thank you. We say, hallowed be your name, God. We recognize that you're a holy God. You're righteous, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we thank you. We give you all the glory and all the praises this morning that is due unto your holy name. Father God, your word says, Lord God, that we ought to come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may find grace to help in time of need. Father God, your word says that you are a burden bearer, Lord God, that if we bring our burdens to you, Lord God, that, Lord God, you can take those burdens unto yourself, Lord God, and relieve us of carrying them. And so this morning, God, we approach your throne of grace this morning, God, with the things, Lord God, that has, Lord God, been troubling us, Lord God, that has caused some unease in our spirits, Lord. Father God, there's so many things that's going on in the communities, Lord God, and the world writ large, God, that is so troubling to our spirits. But God, we know that nothing catches you by surprise. Nobody can throw you a surprise party, because you know all things, Lord God, before they were even manifested, you already knew about them.
But God, you bid us to come and to tell you about them nonetheless. And so, God, in obedience, we proceed. God, we lift our hands before you this morning, and we ask you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ this morning, Lord. Father God, to hear our petitions this morning, God, and give a breakthrough. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus that we are not caught up, Lord God, with certain things in life, God, or certain cliques and certain things, Lord God, to say that you answer our prayer more than anybody else, God. You said to the disciples, Lord God, don't rejoice that demons are subject to you, but rejoice because your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And so this morning, God, we come rejoicing, Lord God, before you because we know our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Father God, we lift up these petitions that were uttered this morning on this line, God. And there's some that some people didn't even mention, Lord God. There's some weight that was so heavy, Lord God, that somebody never even mentioned, Lord God, what they've been going through for the past week or months, Lord God, whether it's their issue or somebody that they know. But God, you know even the intents of our hearts. And so, God, we lift these petitions up before you this morning, God. Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come to you today, Lord God, on behalf of the church. Oh, my God, Jesus, we pray for the church universal, Lord God. Father God, we are in these end time days, God, and your word declares, God, that in the last days, God, that men are going to find teachers, Lord God, to teach what they want to hear. Oh, my God, because they have an itching ear, God. They're not looking for sound doctrine, Lord God, but they want to hear what they want to hear, and they look for leaders that reflect that. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus on this morning, God, for every pastor that you have called, every person you have called into leadership, God, in the body of Christ, God, universal. Father God, we pray, Lord God, you say that your sheep will know your voice and another they will not follow. And God, we know that there are hirelings among us, God, that want to pass themselves off as godly leaders, God. But we know, Lord God, otherwise, God, because we see the fruits, God, that is on their tree that does not bear resemblance to you or to your word. So, God, we lift up the body of Christ this morning in the name of Jesus, and we ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, to intervene. We ask you, God, for the pastors who want to do right, God, for the pastors who love holiness, for the pastors who still believe in truth-telling, God, Lord God, for the pastors who still believe in the power of God unto salvation. Father God, we lift them up this morning before you in the name of Jesus. Father God, some of them, even as Pastor B had said, Lord God, they have been jet-lagged, God. Discourage, God, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, have mercy on them this morning. Oh, my God, some of them have been shouldering so much, God, in ministry and in their physical, natural life, God. It is so much to carry, God, that they're plagued by all sorts of spirits, God, spirits of discouragement, spirits of suicide. My God, in the name of Jesus, we pull on the anointing this morning, God, and we send the Holy Spirit after them. Oh, my God, we root out every spirit of discouragement this morning, and we bind them up in the name of Jesus, and we send them back to the sender this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we loose the anointing and the Holy Ghost this morning, God. And we say, Lord God, fan the fire that's on the inside of them, God, that they will not go out like this, God. Oh, my God, Jesus, help them like the Apostle Paul, God. That, Lord God, even though, Lord God, he's been through so much shipwreck, God. Oh, my God, viper on the hand. Oh, my God, sudden calamity, God, he yet praised you. He yet, Lord God, stayed with you. And so we pray, God, for spirit, a staying spirit. We pray that they will earnestly contend for the faith. Oh, my God, Jesus, cause them not to throw in the towel today. Oh, my God, we pray for a spirit of encouragement to cover them in the name of Jesus. Lord God, send people to encourage them, God, in the ministry. Oh, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you send, Lord God, workers just like you did Aaron, Lord God, when you sent him to Moses to hold his hand up. God, that you will send workers into the vineyard, God, that will hold them up, God, in the moment of their weaknesses, Lord God, that they will not bow to the enemy, that they will not give in to their flesh, that they will not throw in the towel. Father God, that they don't want to be, Lord God, on the battlefield for all these years, and after having done all this, God, to hear, depart from me. Oh, my God, Jesus, we pray this morning, God, that you cover their ear gate, Lord God. Cover the people that are in their sphere, God. Cover the people who have their ears, God, that they're not conduits of Satan, God, discouraging the men and women of God, Lord God, from the service that you have called them to. My God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to shield them, God. Those that have to fight against political pressures, God, because they're in certain lands, God. We, Lord God, preaching is even made even harder. Where ministry is even more difficult. Some have to hide, God, because if they even know that they're preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, they can be put to death. Father God, remember every missionary that's on the battlefield this morning. Remember those who are undergirding these ministries by prayer, God, and in other ways, God, be it financial or however, Lord God, they are undergirding this ministry. Have mercy on them this morning. God, cover them. Shield them from the hand of the wicked one. Oh, my God, Jesus, you said the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. God, you have established this thing. Oh, God, you said, Lord God, that no one shall pluck them out of your hands. Oh, my God, this church, the ecclesia, Lord God, the called out ones, they're your people, God. You've called them out, Lord God, from before the foundations of the world. And so, God, this morning we ask you in the name of Jesus, God, to cover them. We ask you to shield them from the hand of the enemy, God. Oh, God, and from the noisome pestilence, from the turbulence, Lord God, in life. Oh, God, all the troubles that they have to see, God, on a daily basis. My God, guard their minds, God, in the name of Jesus. God, wash their minds by the word, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord God, we speak life into them this morning. We speak life, God, the Zoe life of God, into their spirits this morning. Oh, my God, Jesus, we call them, God, to what you've called them to rebuke and to reprove, God. And to preach sound doctrine in and out of season. Oh, my God, irrespective to what the communities might want to hear. My God, that they recognize they have to do your will, Lord God, first. And they must follow you, God, and you only. Oh, my God, Jesus. We come against every doctrine of devils, God, that would rise up on the inside of the ministries, God, that would want to push against the truth, God, that has been taught or preached. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, Lord God, for the saints of God in these end times that we're living in. Oh, God, we see some things already coming to pass. And so we know we're on the brink of the return of Jesus Christ. Oh, my God, Jesus, we pray, Lord God, that we will, Lord God, stay on our faces, that we will turn down our plates, that we will seek your face, because, Lord God, in the process of us doing just our daily task, God, we could put our hands on our doorknobs and turn it to step out, and you burst the eastern sky. Oh, my God, we pray, Lord God, that you do not come and find us, God. Oh, my God, like the five foolish virgins, God, looking for oil, find us out of place, God, out of order. My God, Jesus, we don't want to be cast away, God. Lord God, we are serving you, Lord God, because we, Lord God, have put our hands, God, not to look back. We know in whom we believe, and we are fully persuaded, Lord God, that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor any other thing that the enemy will, Lord God, conjure up, will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. God, we look forward to the day, oh my God, Jesus, when we hear the angels say, Lord God, who are they? Oh, my God, Jesus. And there's a resounding sound. Oh, my God, that says, these are they that have overcome great tribulation. Oh, my God, and have had their robes washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, my God, Jesus, we pray that you keep us. Keep the church. Keep the pastors. Keep the leaders, God. God, if you don't keep us, we cannot be kept. Oh, my God, your word declares that, Lord God, oh, my God, that the watchman waketh, Lord God, except the Lord keep the city. Oh, my God, God, except you keep us. I don't care how mighty America's military is, except you keep this nation. Oh, my God, the watchman waketh, but in vain. Except you keep us, Lord God. Oh, God, all this will be for naught. We ask you to keep us, God. Keep us, God. We come against every spirit of Sanballat and Tobiah this morning, every discouraging spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, we curse you at the root. We command you to go in Jesus' name. God, we loose the spirit of encouragement, God, and joy and celebration in the Holy Ghost this morning over your leaders, God, over your servants, God, over your people that you have called in these days, God, in the name of Jesus, to the kingdom of God. Father God, we pray in this moment, Lord God, we lift up this morning, God, oh my God, Jesus, the law enforcement, God, within our cities, God, and our countries, God, within, Lord God, every jurisdiction that we are in, Father God, there's something that is awry, God, oh my God, Jesus, Lord God, in law enforcement, they're doing everything, most of them, Lord God, except enforcing the law. God, there's some ruthlessness that's taking place. Oh, my God. But we see the spirit of the leader, God, over these United States. It's as though that spirit has permeated every other aspect, God, Lord God, of the legal ranking coming down. But, God, we speak to that spirit this morning in the name of Jesus, and we curse it now in the name of Jesus by the authority of the Holy Ghost. God, we ask you to raise up men and women who want to do right. Oh my God, Jesus. We ask you in the name of Jesus to put the right people in the right places, God, in authority today. In the name of Jesus. God, we ask you in the name of Jesus to remember the judges, God, that sits, Lord God, in the courthouses. Remember the people that are called on jurors, God. Father God, we ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, that they recognize that they, while they're in some sort of authority, that they're under authority. And God, everything that they do, God, they're going to one day give an account to you, who is the righteous judge. Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you root out, God, every Lord God, symbol of racism, God, that's rooted in these law enforcement communities, God. Root out every prejudice and biases, God, towards the people that they're supposed to serve. Oh, my God, too many of our people are being gunned down, Lord God, by the people who are supposed to protect them. God, something is wrong. And, Lord God, they're doing this with impunity, God, almost, Lord God, without any consequence. So, God, we lift up this situation before you this morning, God, and we ask you, God, to rule and super rule in the atmosphere today, God. Oh, my God, Jesus. There's still, Lord God, men and women who want to do right, who want to do what is right, God, whether people are looking or not. And we ask you, God, to put those people, God, in the right places, God. Get into our city council meetings, God. Get into, Lord God, every meeting, God. Lord God, of the governors, God, or the mayors, God, or the people who are choosing these people, Lord God. Father God, we pray for righteousness and truth to prevail, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for the family members, God, who have had their loved ones killed, God, sometimes even before their very eyes, God, that spirit of trauma, God, that they have to relive daily, God. Father God, we ask you for healing for their minds. Oh, my God, Jesus, cover them today. Don't let the enemy take them out. Don't let depression swallow them up. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh, Father God, we thank you today. We ask you, God, to remember, God, even the babies, God, that have been snatched and murdered, God, one after the other. God, something is wrong, God. We speak against the spirit, Lord God, that comes to destroy every spirit of destruction, that spirit of heaven that comes after the children that wants to take them out. We curse that spirit now in the name of Jesus Christ. God, we loose life, God. Lord God, we loose the spirit of life over them. We speak Zoe life into them, the abundant life that only God can give. God, that we speak against premature death. Oh, my God, that it will not swallow them up before the appointed time. Oh, God, we ask you in the name of Jesus to cover the children. God, you say, Lord God, let the children come unto me. Oh, my God, Jesus, you've even admonished the church to be as little children, God. Oh, my God, because of their innocence, because of the ability to trust you, because of the ability, God, to do what you say do, God, without, Lord God, pushing back and rebelling against authority. Oh, my God, we ask you today, God, to get into these situations, God, and God, cause a turnaround to take place. God, we pray today that when your Holy Spirit, God, make manifest, God, the changes in the atmosphere, that the people will do what they did, Lord God, in the days, God, when Elijah, God, was on Mount Carmel, God, that when everything was said and done, they said, the God of Elijah, he is the Lord. And God, we pray today, God, that what you're going to do, God, is going to cause men and women, God, to differentiate that the God that we serve, he is the Lord. And beside you, there is no other. Raise up Asherah and Dagon and all the other gods, and they cannot be compared to you. Put up Asherah, and then 2 minutes later, he's on his face. They can't move except somebody move them. They can't go anywhere except somebody takes them with them. So, God, we know you are the all-seeing, all-powerful, all-knowing God, the only wise God, immortal and invisible. Oh, my God, to you, Lord God, be all the glory and all the power. And, God, we lift you up today. We thank you, Lord God, and we bless your name. God, we pray for healing today. Healing in our spiritual, Lord God, lives. Oh, my God, Jesus, healing in our natural lives. Oh, my God. We pray for the sister who's suffering from migraine. God, you are able, God, to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask, think, or even imagine, according to the power of God that works on the inside of us. And so, God, we pray today for her, God. We pray for the other sister, God, who got injured on the job. Father God, we lift them up before you in the name of Jesus. You made this body, God. And Father God, we put it in your hands even now, God. We put, Lord God, the issues that they're dealing with, God, and we ask you to touch them. Touch them, God, in their minds. Touch them in their bodies, God, in those places, Lord God, where they're feeling pain and hurt, God. Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus to absolve them of the pain. God, we know that you're still a God that heals. You're still a God that does miracles. And so, God, Lord God, you have not been diminished in your capacity or in your power. And Lord God, we ask you today, God, to remember them. We ask you to cover them. We ask you to touch them in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, we pray against the spirit of trafficking even now, God, in the earth's realm, where people are being snatched off the streets, God. Father God, only to be taken and sent overseas or all around the world, God, because somebody decided that they were going to sell them for sexual, God, for sexual reasons, God, just to make money. God, we speak to that spirit this morning in the name of Jesus. We curse it right now in the name of Jesus, and we ask it now. We command it now in the name of Jesus to go in Jesus' name. God, everyone who's, Lord God, in, Lord God, this trafficking, God, around the globe, Lord God, be there in government, God, or in law enforcement, God. Lord God, we ask you to expose them, God. Cause them this secret to be uncovered. Cause them to be exposed, God. Oh, Father God, we pray for the families who have lost their children, their mothers, their fathers, their brothers, God, their extended family members, and they don't know what has become of them. Oh, my God, Jesus, we pray for the grief that they must endure every day, their eyes open. Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus to shield them, God. Don't let the pain overtake them. Oh, my God, Jesus, absolve them today, God, of every pain that they have to endure, God, wondering what has become of their loved ones. Father God, we ask you to cover. Remember every saint on this line this morning. Remember those, Lord God, who are, Lord God, pulling on you, God, even in their private prayer closets, God, because they need a breakthrough. We ask you this morning, God, to answer prayer because you're a prayer answering God. We have Moses and the prophets, but God, we have ourselves because you have answered prayers in the past. If we were to look back in our mind's eyes, God, we can remember some things that we prayed about that you've done. And so, God, we pull on that God, Lord God, the prayer answering God, the only wise God, the forever God, the God who never sleeps or slumber. We pull on that God this morning and we ask you, God, to intervene. We ask you to intercede, God. You are the chief intercessor. God, pray for us like you did for Peter. Oh, my God, that in these last days, God, that our faith will not fail. Oh, my God, Jesus, that we don't throw in the towel. Oh, God, Jesus, you said to Peter, oh, God, Satan has desired to sift you like wheat. Oh, but Peter, I pray for you. Oh, God, we pray that you pray for us. Even now, God, intercede for us at the right hand of the Father. Intervene and intercede on our behalf, God, that our faith will not fail us in these last and closing days. Oh, my God, Jesus. Sometimes we're doing everything that we think we're big enough to do. And we think because we're grown, we're not accountable. But God, if we bear your name, God, we have to be accountable. Oh, God, if we bear your name, we have to live right. If we bear your name, we have to say what's right. Oh, my God, we cannot be compromising Christians. Oh, Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, God, to carry us forward, Lord. God, take us, Lord. Take us, Lord God. Take us. Take us till the end that we can say like the Apostle Paul. Oh, my God, Jesus. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. Oh, my God, Jesus. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown that the righteous King will give to me on that day. So, God, we ask you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, Jesus. We lift up the saints, God. Cover us by your blood in the name of Jesus. And, God, keep us until that day of your return or until you call us home. God, we thank you and we praise you even now. And we ask you, God, to go with us, God, in the name of Jesus. God, our minds, God. God, our thoughts, God. Guard our tongue, God, that we do not speak anything, God, to contrary, Lord God, to what we have prayed about, that we do not say anything, Lord God, that is not in line with your word. Oh, God, we praise you and we thank you in Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh, God. Dear God, we come this morning thanking you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you, oh, God, for being God, the God that sits high and looks low. We thank you for being our ever-present help in the time of trouble. Thank you, oh, God, for being our God who hears our prayers. Thank you for being our answering God that answers our prayers. And God, this morning we gathered in your name, the only name that we know, the name of Jesus Christ, the holy and righteous name, the wonderful name, the name above every other name, the name where every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. God, we gather in that name on this morning. We gather one to say thank you, God, for being God. You're a gracious God. You're a holy God. You're our righteous God. You're our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords. You are our God that sits on the throne. You're our protector. You're our God, our leader, oh God. And we thank you and we bless your name. We thank you, oh God, for giving us your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Comforter, oh God, that you left with us. We thank you, oh God, although there are so many things that are going around us, God, we are suffering in our bodies. Oh, Jesus. God, we are seeing, God, different things that are going on around us in this earth. Oh, God, but you are still great and you are sovereign. And so, God, we come first to open our mouths to give you glory, to give you honor, to give you praise. For, God, it is due you. We thank you, oh, God, even for the opportunity to have, to be able to be in the land of the living once again. God, we may have woke up with aches and pains in the body, but God, you are still God, and yet we are still here. And so, God, we're taking this time to worship you, to give you honor and praise. We come this morning, oh God, lifting up those that are sick. We lift up our sister who is enduring pain, oh God, migraines in her head. God, you know where it comes from. You made the body. You created it, oh God, in your image. And so, God, we lift her up this morning. We ask, oh God, that you would send healing, for you said healing is the children's bread. You said, oh God, that by your stripes we are healed. So, God, we stand this morning asking you, oh God, that you would release the healing to those that are suffering in their bodies, whether it is headache, oh God, or mental illness, whether, oh God, it's arthritis, oh God, or whether it's hypertension. God, we are asking you to send your healing power on your people on this morning. We need you, oh God, to touch and to deliver us, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would cause the enemy to let go of your people on this morning. That, God, you will send your delivering power. You'll send your saving power, oh God. We pray this morning for sicknesses, oh God. Those that have come, oh God, that need to be healed, oh God, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, whatever it may be, God, we lay it at your feet. You are our healer, and you are great God. You're a God that blesses us when we don't even deserve it. And so, God, this morning we are calling on you. Let your righteous hand, let your holy hand, let your all-powerful hand, oh God, be with us, your people. And then, God, we lift up the body of Christ this morning, and we ask, oh God, that you would have your way, oh God. We repent and we stand in the gap as your body of Christ, as intercessors, oh God. And we ask that you would forgive us first for whatever we may have done, God, that may have caused us to be in this state that we are in. Oh God, if we did nothing, oh God, if we said nothing, oh God, if we didn't stand for your holiness and your righteousness, oh God, we're asking for forgiveness. Forgive us, oh God, and renew us, restore us, revive us, oh God, to be the body that you have created us to be. We are your people, oh God, and so, God, we may have gotten it wrong, oh God, but we ask this morning that you would help us and encourage us and direct us, oh God, even, God, if you have to correct us so we can get it right. We want to do what's right in your eyes and not what's right in our own eyes. So, God, we lift up the body of Christ. Wash us with that precious blood. Cleanse us, oh God, from all unrighteousness. Heal us, oh God, from all brokenness. Deliver us, oh God, from every sin, oh God, and every high thing that we have exalted ourselves against, which is your knowledge of truth. Oh God, we pray this morning. We pray for deliverance, oh God. Deliver us, oh God, even from our own selves. But God, when we preach, sometimes we think we are right. But God, we may have gotten your word wrong. So this morning we are asking you, oh God, that you would have mercy on the body of Christ. And wash us and cleanse us anew, oh God. And then we pray for those that are your leaders in the body of Christ. Oh God, we realize that they are put on a higher calling, oh God. And so the enemy comes after them. So God, we ask that you would guide them and that you would cover them and you would protect them and you would put a hedge around them, oh God, so that the enemy don't get to them. We pray, oh God, that you would touch, oh God, the mind of your men and women servants, oh God, that they would do and speak your word of truth. Oh God, that you would break every stronghold and everything that has exalted itself, oh God, that spirit of pride that has exalted itself, oh God, that desire to increase, oh God, and be mega that has exalted itself, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would bring down every high thing, oh God, and that we would come back to the knowledge of your truth. For your truth said to preach the gospel, oh God, not to preach finances, not to preach, oh God, health and wealth, but to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh God, you said that if we lift you up, that you would draw all men unto you, oh God. And so, God, we ask that you would help your leaders, oh God.
lift up the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would do, oh, God, exceedingly abundantly all that we can think or act, oh, God, that you would turn, oh, God, the heart of man back unto you. Oh, God, and we say, start with the church. Turn our heart back to you, oh God. For we have become a heart of people of greed. We've become a people, oh God, of pleasure. We've become a people, oh God, that is more familiar with the world than we've ever been. And so, God, this morning we are asking you to deal with the body of Christ. And God, we ask that you would restore us back. Forgive us, oh God, renew, restore, revive, oh God, your people, help us, dear God. And we pray for those that are in leadership that have been attacked, oh God, those that have been attacked in their body, those that have been attacked in their emotions, those that have been attacked in their mind, oh God, we rebuke the spirit of mental illness, the thoughts and the intentions of suicide, oh God. We rebuke that spirit of depression that has, God, been leaning on our men and women, oh God, so that they cannot speak the gospel and teach your word. We come against, oh God, that spirit of discouragement, oh God, and even those that have been deceived by, oh God, others, those, oh God, cunning words, deceived by the enemy, oh God, distracted, oh God, by the pleasures of this world, oh God, we lift them up to you, and we ask that you would deal with them, oh God, and deal with those things that have become the distraction and causing them to be dis-ease and despondent in these last and evil days. But God, we need the voice that will cry loud and spare not. And so, God, we don't need our leaders to be diseased, oh God. We don't need them to be sick. So, God, we are praying for our leaders on today, and we're lifting them up to you. We need you, oh God, like never before. We come against, oh God, even clinical depression. God, we come against manic depression. We come against post-traumatic stress, oh God, mental illness, oh God. We come against, oh God, the spirit that will cause men to be in competition with each other. And then, God, they find themselves in low self-esteem. We come against, oh God, our men and our women that stay on Facebook when, God, they ought to be in your face. So, God, we're asking you to help us, oh, God. We realize that it has linked itself to compete, oh, God, and to compare. Mm-hmm, God. But, God, we know that you are the author and the finisher of our faith,
hallelujah,
oh, God. We know, oh God, that you are the one that affirms us, and you're the one that created us. And so, God, we need to be trying to identify ourselves with you. So, God, we ask that you would help us, oh God. We recognize and realize, and we do confess that we have gotten some things wrong. We realize, oh God, that we've become a nation of abusers, and we are unholy, oh God, without ordinary affection. We are false accusers. Oh yes, Lord, we know and we confess we've become lovers of men more than we are lovers of you, oh God. We recognize we become truth breakers and backstabbers, oh God, even in the house of God. And so, God, this morning we are asking you for your mercy and for you to forgive us, oh God. We know we've broken our vow with you as well as we've broken our marital vows. We have become a mess, oh God. And so we confess to you that we need you, oh God, to deliver us. We need your hand of correction. God, we know that correction doesn't feel good, and it certainly, oh God, is not what we desire, but God, we know that we need it. So God, give us what we need, not what we just desire. And then God, help us. Help us to become a nation and a people and a body of Christ that repents before you. Help us, oh God, to turn away from our old ways. Help us, oh God, to become the light in this dark world. Help us, oh God, to become the salt that gives savor to the world. Help us, dear God. Help us to be and walk in the image in which you have created us to walk in. Oh God, this morning we ask that you would help us, oh God. Help us to love and not to hate this morning. Help us to give and not to just take. Oh God, help us to forgive and not to be angry and bitter towards each other. God, we ask that you would uproot those seeds in which we have sown in discord. God, we know that we can't get to you, and you certainly can't get to us until we get things right. So God, this morning we are standing in the gap as ambassadors, asking you, oh God, for mercy of your body of Christ. Mercy, oh God, for this country, the United States of America. Mercy, oh God, even on our children's children, oh God, that may not even know you yet. Mercy, oh God, on us who know you and yet we have turned from you, oh God. Mercy on us who are still in the house but may still not be doing what we know is right, what you have written in your word, what you have said in your will. God, help us today. Help us, oh God, to turn from our wicked ways, oh God, so you can hear from heaven. Forgive us of our sin and heal our land. We need help in this morning, oh God. We need help in the worst way, oh God. This is not just a call and a cry, but God, this is a 911. If you don't help us, oh God, we shall die. If you don't help us, oh God, and help us to change our ways, oh God, what will we be? Where will we go? What will we do, oh God? We need you like never before. So, God, we are calling on you this morning, and we need you to help us. Help us, oh, God. We've become dishonest. Oh, God, even up exposed from the White House to the church house, we've become people that have been dishonest, oh, God. So we are asking for deliverance. We're asking, oh, God, that you would raise up a generation, oh, God, that was seek and accept your truth. God, we're asking you, oh God, that you will cause a nation, oh God, and a generation to rise up that will love you with their whole heart. We're asking you, oh God, that you would raise up a generation and a nation that will love one another with a brotherly love. For God, if we love each other, we wouldn't kill each other. If we loved each other, God, we wouldn't rape each other and do violent and vicious crimes to each other. So God, we need you to deal with our heart so that we can learn to love each other. Oh God, this morning we are praying, oh God. We know that we sometimes don't even have the right examples before us to truly know what love looks like. So God, we are praying this morning for even those young women that are enduring domestic violence in their home, oh God, because they don't know what love looks like or feels like. We pray, oh God, even for the abuser, oh God, for they don't know what love feels like or looks like. God, we are in a mess and we need your deliverance. We pray, oh God, for those, oh God, that are child abusers, that are child molesters, oh God, those that are human taking children and snatching them for human trafficking. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would cover our seed, that you would cover our young children, oh God, those that are near and those that are far. God, we pray that you would touch the mind and the heart of man, and God, turn it back to righteousness and truth. God, help us, dear God, this morning. We pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would be with us, that you would help us, you would save us. And then, God, we thank you for being our great God. We thank you, oh God, for the things that money can't buy. We thank you for the peace that passes all understanding. We thank you for joy, oh God, for love and hope. We thank you, oh God, that you are our protector and our safety. And God, we thank you for grace and mercy. And so this morning we ask, oh God, that you would be with us. May our knees never bow to anything or anyone other than you. Help us, dear God, to get things right, to do things right just because it's right, not because people are looking at us, oh God, or listening to us, but we'll do it, God, because we love you. Help us, oh God, to even love you with our whole heart. And if there's anything that we're holding back from you, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you would help us and teach us how to release it. Teach us how to release our pride, oh God. Teach us, oh God, how to release those things that bring us pleasure, but they don't give you glory. Teach us, oh God, how to release those things, oh God, that may not be good for us. They may feel good to us, but they may not be good for us. Oh God, teach us how to release those things, even our own mindset, where we see and think things are right, but God, they're not right in your eyes. We need you as our deliverer on today, oh God. And so this morning we are asking you to deliver and to save. And we thank you, oh God, for you are worthy of all of our praise, all of our honor, and all of the glory. And we ask it in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, give him glory, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We magnify your name this morning.
God, let's just all give him praise this morning. Thank you, Lord, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You alone are
worthy
to be praised, my Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, come on, let's give him glory this morning. Let's begin to open our mouth and give him praise this morning. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Let the sound of worship feel this light this morning. Let it feel the airways. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. For your presence this morning on this line, we thank you for all that you have done. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for the sound of prayer this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the sound of intercession. Thank you, oh, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, God. And we thank the Lord this morning for you, hallelujah, for just being on this line, hallelujah. Thank you, God. And even something God dropped in our spirit on last night, when you feel the opposition of the enemy, that is the time that you push. You know that you're in a birthing position when he's trying to shut you down, when he doesn't want you to pray, but he wants everybody else to pray. When he doesn't want you to speak, but he wants everybody else to speak. When he doesn't want you to sing, but he wants everybody else to sing. That is your time to push. That's your time because you're at a place and at a point of delivery. Hallelujah. Jesus, when you feel that weight of resistance, when you feel the enemy trying to stop what God has put in you, what God has called you to. And so I just want to encourage you all this morning with that same understanding that when you feel the warfare, when you feel the intense push against what God has called you to, that's when you've got to push back. Hallelujah. You've got to push back in your spirit. Hallelujah. Until you birth out what God is giving you, until you deliver, hallelujah, what it is God has assigned you to carry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you understand the weight of your assignment, you're not afraid to push. When you understand the depth of what you have been called to, you're not afraid to push. When you're confident in who you are, you're confident in who God has chosen you to be. Hallelujah. You have got to push. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm reminded even of what Beth Moore said when she was attacked because she's a female priestess. She said that MacArthur didn't call her, God did. Hallelujah, Jesus. So people's opinion of who you are and what you are, you've got to push past it, and you've got to submit and surrender to the calling of God in this hour. This is indeed the hour where the remnant have to stand and take their position. It's not about title. Whatever your position is, if it's a position of intercession, it's a position of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ in the streets, whatever your position is, God called you to it. Hallelujah. God called you to it. And I thank God for the call of God.
And I shall live to do what God has called me to do. Because in that day, your only account is to Jesus. So the only one you stand before is God. That you're going to have to give an account of the deeds that you've done in this flesh. He's the only one you're going to have to give an account to. That's why you've got to be sure. And you've got to be accurate. And you've got to be steadfast. And you've got to be humble. And you've got to hear him so that you don't move out of season. But that you move in divine order, divine instruction. My God, he didn't call anybody just to sit on the wayside and do nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Everybody's got something to do, from the cleaning of the bathroom to the taking out of the trash. Hallelujah, to the passing out of fans. Hallelujah, everybody's call is not the pulpit. That does not negate your call. That does not negate your effectiveness. Find out your place and do it unto the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, there is too much going on in the spirit realm. Too much going on. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Amen. Sokora mandi andoro hosha. Ekora mamamamaman. Sokora mandia. Oh God. Amen. The kandoro randa bohosha. Amen. God. Mamamaman. Sokora. Ekora randa bohosha. Oh yes, Lord. Amen. Ekora randa bohosha. Ekanda bohosha. Amen. Oh, if God be for us, who can be against us? Ekora namaso. So stand in worship and surrender your gifts and your callings unto the God of your salvation. Oh, God, I thank you that nothing is wasted in this hour. I thank you, oh, God, God, that you know what you are doing. You know what you have called us to. And, Father, we pray, deliver us, oh, God, in this hour. Oh, God, we pray, God, that the ambushment that the enemy desires to set against your people be turned back against them. It cannot almost God, every private agent of the enemy that has inserted himself in our life, oh God, be destroyed. God, that you would turn back every demonic agent. It cannot almost God, that we might, Father, carry out your assignment. Father, it cannot. So these are the days and the hour, oh God, that we understand that we must do your will. And so, Father, we are praying today, God, that you would deliver us from bloodthirsty men. My God, God, those who come after our life, oh God, those who come to hinder what you were doing. And God, those that set up traps, so God, let us see it. God, let us see the bait as it is set up. God, we need to snare the enemy that's trying to snare us. God, we need to recognize it. And so, Father, let us confess our fault. Whatever temptation, oh God, God is trying to overtake us. God, let us confess our fault before you. God, that you might strengthen us. When we feel the temptation, God, don't let us reject it and deny it. But, Father, let us confess it, that you might deliver. God, that we not be snared in this hour. This is our earnest request. Father, we thank you that you've given us all the power over the enemy. And the uprise assaults against against your leaders. The spirit of perversion. The spirit of lust. I got to come to take us out. Father, I pray now. I God that you would destroy. Father, we pray for your preachers, for your pastors, for your teachers, for your apostles, for your prophets. I God that you would strengthen in this hour your evangelists. I God that they would not give in. God, send a help. I God, send a help from on high. Send laborers, oh God, that love you and love, oh God, what you were doing. God, that will lift up leaders in this hour. Father, we thank you for the purity of the church being restored. I God, when everything we did was because you led us. You led us to pray. You led us to intercede. You led us to fast. Oh God, lead us once again. Lead us to consecrate our vessels. Lead us, oh God, to do, oh God, what is honorable before you. Lead us, oh God, to defend this gospel. Lead us in this hour, oh God, to stand for you. Lead us, oh God, I got to tear down spirits of compromise. Lead us. Lead us to lay between the porch and the altar. Lead us. I got to build up our children. Lead us. I got to strengthen our marriages. Lead us. Lead us, oh God. I got to be faithful employees. I cannot watch employees that bear integrity. Lead us again. They cannot man so speak to us daily. I got him on so to my I got him on the whole. I got that when we're not around men, we're still doing what's right. Because we know that the eye of the Lord goes to and fro in the earth, seeing both the good and the evil. Lead us, oh God, in private conversations. Lead us, oh God, so we know that you hear all things. I got him that the day is coming when we're not only going to be judged for the deeds that are done in this flesh, but we'll be judged by every word that we uttered in our private conversations. And I got the backslandering conversations, God, one against another. God, you heard all things. It kind of asked, oh God, tear down falsity. Tear down spirits, oh God. It double shot, double tongue spirits. Father, tear them down in this hour amongst the believers. Raise us up again in an hour. I God, that the sound that comes from us is pure, that we have a pure intention, that we have a pure heart, that our motives are pure. I God, that we don't speak, God, against anything before it's time. Your word declares, judge nothing before it's time, oh God, and your word declares, who are we to judge another man's servant? Father, forgive us, oh God, for the things that we have spoke against, for the people that we have spoke against. I God, he undershot. I God, and weren't led by you. Forgive us when we've opened up our mouths and said things we ought not. Forgive us when we put our hands in things we should not. Forgive us, oh God, when we've gone places we should not. Forgive us, oh God. Purge us, oh God, of such things. Purge us of such a mindset. Created us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Hey, my God, I thank you. I thank you, oh God. Amen. Oh God, amen. Ikanda na na manso, Hey, glory to God. Hey, man, so tired. Hey, na 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 man, so cold. Hey, ya na 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 man, so cold. Hey, ya nere be se cold randa ba to. Madora ba to. Hey, ya ndoro rande be se cold. Hey, ya na 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 man, so cold randa. Hey, ya na 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 man, so cold. Hey, ya nere be se cold randa. Oh yes, Lord. Amen. They can't amaso. Ah, God. Amen. Sunday. Oh, God, we bless you today. We bless you. Amen. So come on. Ah, God, for the opportunity. Ah, God, to break through this morning. We thank you for the things that you are breaking up. We thank you for what you're dismantling in the spirit of this morning. Ah, on the behalf of the believer. God, that you are healing us even now in our body. We thank you for the anointing and the God that heals. We thank you for Jehovah Rapha. God, the Lord that healeth us. Oh, God, we thank you for touching the bodies, oh, God, this morning. God, that are under the sound of my voice. God, we say, heal us and we shall be healed. He cannot overshine. God, go to the origin. Oh, God, of the issue. Go to the root of it. Oh, God, of a root, God, what's causing. God, the sickness in our bodies. Oh, God, amen. So, oh, God, we plead the blood now. He cannot overshine against the enemy. So we plead the blood against the spirit of infirmity and sickness. Amen. So, Tamaya. For with your stripes, we are healed. I thank you for healing this morning. I thank you that healing is the children's bread. I thank you that your word declares that I shall rise with healing in my wings. My God, thank you for healing us. Thank you for healing us. Oh, yes, I know. Oh, God, we need your healing virtue. Oh, yes, Lord, amen. So you are the healing balm of Gilead, amen. So you are the Lord our God who is our healer, amen. So time, and God, amen. So we need you to heal our emotions. We need you to heal our soul. He cannot abide. So our soul cries out for healing. We cry out for the breaches that have been made. Amando show by the vicissitudes of life. He cannot abide. So God, heal us in our broken place. Heal us, oh God, in our weak state. Amen. So God, amen. Satamaya. Jesus, I can encounters. We pray for supernatural breakthrough. my God, manifest yourself as the God that does supernatural healings. Manifest yourself as the God that does supernatural breakthroughs. God, we need a move of the supernatural in this hour that is orchestrated by heaven alone. It cannot be. Oh, God, that drives out dark magic. It cannot be. So that drives out the spirit of incantation. Oh, Father, we pray that you'll break up every enchantment in this hour. God, every evil enchantment, everything that comes to bind us, everything that comes against what you have instituted, which is your church, Father, we pray this morning, God, that you would tear down and that you would turn back the workings of the enemy. Oh, yes, Lord, have your way. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Let the power of the Holy Ghost, let the power of the Holy Ghost prevail. Let it prevail now. Ooh, the spirit of truth. I thank you for the spirit of truth. God, we need the spirit of truth in this hour. For greater are you, O God. You're greater than any enemy. He can be so called He can have a baba. Thank you, God. Eman so called her. Mandere be he called around about her. It cannot have a hosha. Oh, we bless him. Oh, my God, that the darts that have come against his people, it could not be turned back. It could not be hosha. It could not be hosha. It could not be hosha. See, God, and we thank you for the people of God that still cry out, it could not be hosha. It could not be hosha. Thank you, for those that still cry out, God, in a time like this, God, hear our prayers this morning. Oh, God, you have heard our intercessions this morning. You have heard us. God, I cry for the church. I cry for leaders. Not with accusation, but God, we need help. We don't stand to judge your servants, but God, we need help. We need deliverance. We don't speak against your order, but God, we need help. God, a pure cry amongst your people in this hour. Remind us why we do what we do. God, take the double standard out of us. So that the anointing is not just for our giftings, it's for our life. God, we don't just want a gift. We want a life. We want to bear the fruit. The fruit of the Spirit. Love, kindness, gentleness, mercy. God, what church is this? what you say, we command. We resist the kind of old shall mercy. We resist love. We resist kindness. And come on, Father, forgive us. God, we don't look like you.
Yes, Lord.
Father, rid us of this impurity, this demonic spirit, God, that is enwrapped, oh God, our minds and our spirit, and makes us think that flesh is more desirable to you than humility.
Jesus.
God, break this up in our spirit and bring us to the altar. I thank you that a broken and contrite spirit you will in no wise cast out. God, we need a demonstration, oh God, of the fruit of the Spirit. We have too many different demonstrations of gifts. Where is the demonstration of fruits? Amen. God, we prophesy too much, but we don't forgive. We preach so much, but we don't love. God, your word declares, hallelujah, that these things will pass away. Gifts shall cease. But the greatest of these is love.
Yes, Lord.
Remind us, oh God, when we stand before you, God, you're not going to judge our gifts. You're going to judge our hearts. Thank you, Lord. You're going to judge our character. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, forgive us for what we have caused, God, hallelujah, to affect the body. But God, we pray, let the standard be restored. Let the standard of God be restored. Hallelujah. We've infected generations, Father, and we repent. We've infected them, God, and they don't even know what you look like anymore. They don't even know who you are. Jesus, they don't even know that you reject sacrifice when you have an ought against your brother. God, they don't know you. God, we have not taught them who you are. Father, forgive us. And God, bring us all to a place of repentance. Bring us all to a place of humility. God, bring us back to the altar. Bring us back. Bring us back, God. Bring us back. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless him.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, I want to give back to God. My soul. The church got to get back to God. There's too many tears in the church. The church has got to find its way back. We've got to get back to him. This must be our constant prayer, saints, intercessors. We've got to get back to God's way.
Hallelujah.
Not to what's popular, not to what has been accepted by man, but what the Bible declares. If it's not in the scripture, it bears no weight. If the scripture can't validate your behavior, if the scripture can't validate what you do, it's of none effect. Hallelujah. It's our compass to God.
it shows us how to get to him. My God, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God, forgive those of us that have become so numb, desensitized to what the love of God is. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we thank God for believers that will stand flat-footed and will not compromise who God is.
Yes.
For the sake of popular opinion. Jesus.
Jesus.
Whether you love us or hate us, we'll declare what God said. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, it is so. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hey, my soul.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, there is so much work to do, saints. Fire my soul. Continue to stand in the place of truth. Because there are generations, even in this day, that do not know truth. They know church, but they don't know truth.
True.
And they need your examples. They need you standing in position. Being able to open up your mouth and say what truth is. Who is God? What does God require?
Yes.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Oh, God.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
A standard of holiness. He got a Moshe. Follow peace with all men, but without such, no man shall see the Lord.
See the Lord.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Follow peace with all men, but without such, no man shall see the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I must pursue peace with you. If I want to see the Lord. Hallelujah. Manso kodabai. Oh, my sekedabo hoshamai.
Jesus.
Etanaboshai. True cry for souls is a cry that prays. People understand truth, understand how to forgive. That's a cry for soul. That they pray that we come into the understanding of what God requires and that we embrace it. Now you're crying for my soul. When you're crying that I come into alignment and agreement with God's standards. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
My soul
Hallelujah.
Is being delivered.
Ooh,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hey, Yadabush. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, thank God. You, Lord. Jesus. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So just
Hallelujah.
In case there are those who don't understand the prayers of the intercessors, our prayers are not against the church, it's for the church, because we're praying
yes.
that we realign ourselves. We're not judging them, but we're praying that we realign ourselves with truth, Jesus.
Yes.
That we not be so snared So our prayers have not been against them, but for them. Hallelujah. Oh, God. That the soul of men that stand in a heavenly calling in a kingdom position will not give in to their flesh.
Jesus.
And bring a reproach against the kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Etamanso tamai.
Thank you,
reminded
Jesus.
Of an old song, what if God is not happy with our praise?
With our praises. Hallelujah.
He
yes.
is not pleased with the words that we say. What if he, hallelujah, takes his spirit? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus, my
hallelujah.
God. I am my soul.
Thank you, Jesus.
What if God is not happy with the way we live? Hallelujah.
My
oh,
God, have mercy.
Oh, God. And if that don't matter to you, there is nothing I could ever give you.
Jesus.
If the fact that God is not happy doesn't prick your heart,
my
there's
God.
Nothing anybody can give you. Because he must be the main reason why we do everything we do.
Yes. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My God. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My God.
But take
Jesus.
Away his love and his spirit from above.
Jesus.
My God. Jesus.
Help us to do your will.
Oh,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus.
The way
help
we messed up these generations is make them think things like that are condemning thoughts, but these are thoughts that keep you on the straight and narrow. When you do something, you think about what if God is not happy with my reaction. And so it pushes you to do what will please him. But we have been teaching them that that is a condemning way to think. That's a condemning thought, and therefore we have lost generations of people.
Jesus.
My God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God. Many
Jesus.
Of us have helped because we understood that. What if God is not pleased? What if God doesn't like this? Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we did right because we thought about that.
Yes.
It was not a condemnation, it was a guide. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. We have no guides anymore. We have resisted our God in the spirit. And we are leading ourselves into a way that's nothing like God. And as the woman of God said earlier, and then we heap to ourselves teachers. Oh God, having itchy ears. Amen. So come on.
Jesus.
It's just the state and the condition of the body. God, heal it. Heal the infection. Jesus.
Jesus. Have mercy, Lord.
Heal the infection.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Heal, Lord. Jesus.
Oh, God. Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, God. And
thank
it is
you,
so.
Lord.
And it is so.
It is
God
so.
God sealed
Jesus'
prayer.
Name. In
oh,
Jesus'
yes.
name. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Oh, yes. In Jesus' name.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Some things ought not to even be named among us. Thank you, God, for putting those kind of scriptures in my belly.
Jesus, yes. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Thank you,
God. We can tell about who we are by what we've allowed ourselves to eat. My God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Help, Lord.
My God. Jesus, I thank God I ate those kind of scriptures. Thank you, Lord. It's made me healthy. That I'm not full of scriptures that say, hallelujah, give and it shall be given to you, pressed down and shaken together, which that is good. Hallelujah. For prosperity is not what's filling me. Hallelujah. It is the desire to be pleasing. My God. That must be the greatest part of us, a desire to please God, not to just receive from him. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Not just to receive, but to please. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, we bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless
you. We thank the Lord this morning for this time of prayer.
Amen.
For those of you that have joined us on this morning, bless the Lord. I believe that there are some things that will never be the same after this prayer this morning.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Hallelujah.
It will never be the same.
Amen.
Jesus.
My Lord, the ways of thinking. Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We want to remind you we are still taking donations. We're going to schedule for our barrel to be delivered for the Bahamas release next week. We're going to schedule it for it to be delivered on next week. So we are still taking donations. So if you get out and you pick up things, go ahead and secure them. We're going to let you know once the barrel arrives. We're going to post it on Facebook that you can start dropping things off. Thank you, Lord. But we are still taking donations for the families in the Bahamas. So we're going to let you know, thank you, Lord, once the barrel arrives on next week is when we're going to call to schedule it for. So we want to start as soon as possible. We want to make sure that we are sending things at least for this onset of the holidays so that they can have a blessed Thanksgiving and a blessed Christmas. Praise the Lord by what we send over.
Amen.
So those of you that want to participate, if you want to call me, inbox me, email me, please feel free to do so. And please encourage other people who you know would like to be a part of making sure that we help them to have a blessed time during the holidays, during Thanksgiving and Christmas, that they're gathering together, even though they've experienced what they've experienced, that they're coming together. Can still be a good time for them, a time of celebration, because there are people over here that still remember that they have experienced what they've experienced. So please, donations for the Bahamas are still being taken. And we will update those of you on next week once the barrel has reached our location. So we praise the Lord and we thank him for what he's done. Thank you, Lord. Are there any other announcements, anything else anyone wants to share with us that may be happening with you before we close out? And remember, the PEN 6th Annual Prayer Conference will be December 5th through the 8th. You can register now online. You can just go on to RaisingTheStandard.com and just kind of scroll up till you see upcoming events. And you can do your RSVP there. We want you to go ahead and register as soon as possible because, of course, our sanctuary is small, and so we have a limit of a registrant that we're going to take simply because we don't want to register more people than we can seat. And Marquita Collins is a sought-out preacher. And so we want you to be encouraged in the things of God. She is an intercessor of intercessors. Praise the Lord. And so we want to encourage those of you and a prophet, an on-time prophet in this hour. So we want you to make sure that you're coming out. And she's not one of those strange prophets because time is out for this stuff. But it's a safe environment. A safe environment by the grace of God. God has given us one thing, even if they weren't safe, when they step under the oil, because we have prayed that nothing strange is happening in our midst. Because we are praying, yes. Because we know that the church doesn't need strangeness, they need God.
Yes.
They need God. Jesus.
Amen.
So anybody that you know that you can invite for that conference, go ahead and start inviting them now. Asking people to register. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
And I'm sure we're going to possibly need volunteers, and so we're going to start a volunteer list. And those that would like to help volunteer during the time, we would greatly appreciate it. And we also have a panel on that Saturday, and definitely those of you that are consistent on this prayer line, you want to be a part of that intercessors panel, please inbox me, text me, call me, email me, however you contact me, do that, because we want you to be a part of that panel. We want them to hear from people who really pray. So those of you, you know you're a part of this prayer, you know that you're consistent, we want you to be a part of that panel on that Saturday to engage in conversation on the call to intercede for a nation, for a community, for a family, for a church, what that looks like and how we can help to empower and educate each other in that area of ministry. Again, we thank you for joining us. And if there are no more announcements, I'm going to pause to hear anybody respond. Any more announcements? Amen. So we thank you again for joining us. We look forward to meeting you again on next week. And prayer, this concludes our time of intercessory prayer. Go with God. Amen.
The same. Also.
Amen.
God bless.
God bless. God bless.
No, with you, Pastor Belinda.
Also with you.
Amen.